teddy bear, tell us, who are you?
I'm the cinnamon bear.
And now it's time for The Cinnamon Bear. But first, thanks to a special friend at Patty O'Cinnamon. For full credits and lots of Cinnamon Bear related links, especially links to Patty O'Cinnamon's website, Silent Photoplay blog, and Silent Photoplay forum. Also, check out each day's show notes. You'll find information, CDs, downloads, coloring pages, and Patty O'Cinnamon has full transcripts of each show so you can read along. I'll only make one change to my schedule. The original episodes skipped Saturday and aired Sunday, but I'll be reversing that. Now a word from Patty O'Cinnamon.
I'm much obliged to you.
Oh, that was wonderful, Cinnamon Bear.
Garage.
Happy Sunday, everybody. It's time for the second episode of The Cinnamon Bear. We will finally be learning all about this business of the growing. The actor who voiced Weary Willie the Stork was Gale Gordon, who, among other things, is the man who you will remember was the second actor to play Mr. Wilson on the Dennis the Menace television show. Cool, huh? I think so, too.
Gale Gordon might also be heard in 1935 as Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon places himself between Queen Azora and the howling mob of half-sized men closing in on them as they stand at the barred iron door.
Here come the dwarves, Azora. Stand behind me. I'll hold them off as long as I can.
Oh, you're a brave man, Flash, but I'm afraid there are too many for you.
There'll be quite a few less pigmies walking around by the time they get me, Azora.
Later, he could be heard as Mayor Latrivia in 1942.
McGee, I'm going home.
In 1950, he was Mr. Conklin and our Miss Brooks.
Ah, good morning, Miss Brooks.
And also in 1950, you could hear him as Mr. Scott from the Phil Harris and Alice Faye show.
Remley, I'm glad you're here. From now on, I want you to work 8 hours a day, every day.
What a ridiculous idea.
Episode 2 aired November 30th, 1937. Judy, Barbara Jean Wong. Jimmy, unknown. Cinnamon Bear, Patty O'Cinnamon, played by Buddy Duncan. A little person. Weary Willie the Stork is Gale Gordon. The Cinnamon Bear shrinks the twins down to be 4 inches tall. They use the Christmas ornament airplane to fly in search of the crazy quilt dragon in the Silver Star. Freeloading Weary Willie drinks all their soda pop fuel for their airplane. Will they be stranded forever?
And here's the Cinnamon Bear.
With the story of Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear. If you'll remember, the twins went up into the attic to hunt for a missing Christmas tree ornament, the Silver Star. While searching through an old trunk, they found a little toy Cinnamon Bear only 4 inches tall. But when they looked at him through the big telescope, he got very much larger and started to talk to them. What's more, he told Judy and Jimmy that he could show them how to degrow until they were just as small as he, so they could all chase the crazy quilt dragon who had stolen their beautiful Silver Star out of the trunk. At this very minute, Judy is mighty anxious to learn all about this business of degrowing.
Please hurry and tell us how to get small, Cinnamon Bear.
Of course, of course. Well, it's really quite simple, you know. It's all in the way you look at it. Now just, pardon me a moment. Do you mind very much if I make one special growl at this spider here? He's been making faces at me, and it's very distracting.
All right, but please hurry.
It won't take a second. 1, 2. Grrrr! He ran so fast you could hear him whistle. That's our most effective growl, don't you think?
Of course. It's wonderful, Cinnamon Bear. But we've just got to get smaller right away, or we'll never get Crazy Quilt.
Oh, yes. Let's see now. As I was saying, it's all in the way you look at it. We're only as big as we see we are.
I don't understand what you mean, Cinnamon Bear.
Well, you're used to seeing yourself the way you are now, about 4.5 feet high. Now, when you look at me through the small end of the telescope, I'm big, aren't I?
Uh-huh.
When you look through the small end, things look bigger. But if you turn the telescope around and look through the big end, they look smaller.
Oh.
Now, Jimmy, you take the telescope and look at Judy through the big end.
All right. Now, hold still, Judy. Oh, my goodness, but you're little. Why, you're no bigger than Cinnamon Bear.
Let me look at you, Jimmy. I bet you're just as tiny as I am. Oh, Jimmy, you're only about 4 inches high. Really?
There. Now, the only thing you children have to do to be small is to see yourselves that way.
But how are we going to do that, Cinnamon Bear?
Yes, that's what I'd like to know. We can see each other through the telescope, all right, but how can we see ourselves?
Sure, and it's simple. The first thing you do is put the telescope up on top of that dresser over there, the one with the looking glass. Fix it so the small end is next to the looking glass, and then look at yourselves through the big end. And presto, change, you'll be as small as me.
Isn't it fun, Jimmy? Regular magic.
Sure is, all right. Now, come on and help me put this telescope on top of the dresser. It's pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
There. We're all set now.
Wait. I almost forgot something. I'd appreciate you putting me on the top of the dresser before you degrow. I'll have a hard time getting up there by myself.
Of course, Cinnamon Bear. Just hang on to my finger tight.
Okay.
And up you go.
Thank you, Judy. Now you two can look through the telescope.
All right.
There. Why, I can see you and me, Judy.
So can I. And we look so tiny we...
Oh! Gee willikers!
You feel funny, Jimmy?
Awful funny.
At the other end of the telescope.
And look how big everything is. Why, look way over there, Judy. The trunk seems as big as a mountain.
And just a minute ago, we were taller than it is.
Well, how do you like being only 4 inches high?
All right, I guess. Sure is funny, though. I wonder what Mother would say if she could see us now, Judy.
She probably couldn't see us unless she looked awful hard.
Well, we better get started now if we want to catch the Crazy Quilt Dragon. He's got a pretty big head start.
Where do we go, Cinnamon Bear?
Right through that hole in the wall.
What? Well, we were down on the floor a while ago. It was only a tiny little hole. Now it looks like a tunnel.
That's exactly what it is, Judy, a tunnel. And it leads to Maybeland.
Maybeland? But you said the Crazy Quilt Dragon probably headed for the Lollipop Mountains.
Sure, and the Lollipop Mountains are located in Maybeland. Come on, let's get started.
Oh, dear. How are we ever going to get down off this big high dresser, Cinnamon Bear?
In the aeroplane, to be sure.
Why, look, Judy, over on the other side of the dresser. It's that gold glass aeroplane I found in the trunk.
Only now it's great big.
But, Cinnamon Bear, we can't go anywhere in that. Why, it's only a Christmas tree ornament.
That's where you're very mistaken, Jimmy. That happens to be me very own extra private aeroplane, and it flies beautifully.
It does?
It certainly does. Absolutely. And if you want to know what, I once made a transroute beer oceanic flight in it. Come along now.
Why, look, Judy, it has a motor and everything. What does it run on, Cinnamon Bear?
All the motors in Maybeland run on soda pop. Now, you and Judy climb in first.
All right. Oh, gee. This is wonderful. When do we start?
In a second, Judy. Can you jiggle that lever while I get the propeller going, Jimmy?
Sure. This one?
That's right.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so excited.
Contact. Hold me a minute now, and we'll be off for Maybeland. Here we go.
Whee!
Oh. I'll just circle the room a couple of times, and then we'll head for the tunnel.
Oh, watch where you're flying, Cinnamon Bear. Just missed hitting the trunk.
I'm sorry, Judy. Hold tight now. Here we go into the tunnel.
It's awful dark in here. How can you see, Cinnamon Bear?
My shoe button eyes are especially good, you know. Anyway, it won't be dark for long. We're nearly through the tunnel already. Can't you see the light ahead?
Sure enough. Why, look, we're outside. Oh, Jimmy, isn't it wonderful?
Why, it's the most beautiful place I've ever seen. Is this what you call Maybeland?
Indeed.
Do lots of people live here?
Scads and scads of them. All kinds of dolls and little animals and funny creatures you probably never even heard of.
Are they all nice like you, Cinnamon Bear?
Some are rather bad, they tell me, but of course I haven't met all the inhabitants of maybe land be a long way.
Oh, it's just like a dream. What is this place we're flying over now?
Those are the lollipop mountains, Judy. All those different colors you see down there are lollipop trees.
Look, is that the Crazy Quill Dragon?
Where?
Way over there, on top of that shiny cliff.
Yes, sirree, it's Crazy Quilt, all right. And that's a cliff at the top of Looking Glass Valley. It's made entirely of looking glass. He probably picked the spot so he could bend over and admire his reflection. He's very vain.
Let's hurry and catch him.
We must be specially cautious. Mustn't let him know we're after him. We'd better circle over Looking Glass Valley. You know, just as if we were looking at the view and then get around in back of him and take him by surprise.
That's a fine idea.
My, isn't it bright, Judy?
Just like looking up above you, because it reflects the sky and everything.
Hello there!
Did you hear somebody call?
Yes, over there. Oh, me, it's that awful stork.
Stork?
Yes, Wheelie Willy, and he's a terrible nuisance. Always going around in short pants and bragging about his wonderful travels. You know, he's a globetrotter and he writes books, but don't pay any attention to him.
I say, hello there and cheerio.
It seems sort of impolite not to say hello to him.
Oh, very well. But I warn you, he's no good at all. No good at all. Hello, Weary Willie.
Greetings, my friends, greetings. Could you perchance accommodate a weary wayfarer in your airplane? I've wandered many a mile and I'm most fatigued.
Of course not, silly. You're bigger than our airplane is and you leave us alone. We're busy.
Look. Jimmy, isn't he funny? He's wearing short pants like a mountain climber or something.
And look at those horn-rimmed glasses. And that silly hat with a feather in it. He's the funniest stork I ever saw.
Far be it from me to intrude where I'm obviously not welcome. Of course, I cannot always expect people to be magnanimous or sensible of the extreme honor I am conferring on them by...
Whatever in the world is he talking about, Cinnamon Bear?
Don't pay any attention to him. He thinks he should talk that way because he has a diploma and writes books.
I'll overlook your insinuations, Paddy O'Cinnamon. If you cannot assist me in my flight, my young friends, perhaps you have the wherewithal to aid and abet in quenching my most ravenous thirst.
He means he's thirsty. Will you please go away, Weary Willie? We're in a very great hurry to catch the Crazy Quill Dragon, who made off with a silver star that belongs to me friends.
Oh, indeed. A daring fellow, that Crazy Quilt.
Yes, and furthermore, the only liquid we have on board is the soda pop that runs the aeroplane. So scram.
Oh, soda pop. Delectable. What flavor?
Oh, raspberry.
Raspberry? Oh, that will do admirably.
What does he mean?
My goodness. He's picking up all the soda pop gas.
Ah, that was delicious, my friends. Top hole. Thank you, thank you. Now I believe I'll just fly over and tell Crazy Quilt you're chasing him. Perchance I should say we're chasing him. See you later. Bip, bip.
Oh, he's flying away, Cinnamon Bear. You bad old stork. Shame on you.
We're beginning to drop.
Don't be afraid. We'll make it all right.
We're going right down in Looking Glass Valley.
Yes, and I can see our reflection coming up to meet us. Whee!
Oh, gee. Oh, Jimmy!
All right.
Oh, my.
Are you all right, children?
Sure. That was nothing.
I'm all right, too, Cinnamon Bear. But I'm awful angry with that mean old Weary Willy store.
So am I, and if I ever catch him, I'll make him molt where he doesn't expect to.
It sure puts us in a fix. How can we ever get out of this valley? Sides are all made of looking glass, and they're straight up and down.
I don't want to frighten you, children, but this is really more serious than you think. Really?
What do you mean, Cinnamon Bear?
Will you promise me not to get scared?
We promise. We're not afraid.
Well, I know all about this Looking Glass Valley. I flew down here last year and explored it from one end to the other, and I found out...
What?
Unless you have an aeroplane or can fly...
Yes?
There is absolutely... Positively, no way to get out.
My, my. Our adventurers really are in a pickle, aren't they? Out of soda pop gas on the shiny floor of Looking Glass Valley, with sides too steep to be climbed, and to make matters even more unbearable, the Crazy Quilt Dragon still has the silver star. Let's be sure to listen next time and see what becomes of Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear.